discuss the random award of litigation pending, which is a DCA board issue. However, if you are elected and litigation is in favor of either the plaintiff or the defendant and results in additional assessments to the residents, how do you feel it is best possible to serve the community in terms of the litigation?
Not quite sure I understand the question. Most of you know we are in litigation. We're being sued for $850,000, $500,000 in cumulative, and $350,000 in punitive debt. The only thing I can tell you is, should the judgment go against us, the CA, there is possibility that the insurance will not pay that judgment, especially the punitive debt, and that the DCA or you will pay whatever the debt. I don't know if that answers the question.
Well, as we discussed earlier, this is a matter of current litigation. At some point, the litigation will end. We'll have a response one way or the other, and the board at that time will need to make a decision based on whatever judgment is. There could be a number of options in terms of how this plays out. And none of us have a crystal ball at this point, so we don't know what that answer will be. What those decisions will be made as a part of a board discussion process. And I think until then, if you know that in a litigation, there's lawyers for the folks who brought the litigation, there's lawyers for those who are defending. And in our case, since we're defending, our lawyers have been very, very clear with us in terms of the limitations we have in discussing this publicly. But once a decision is made, then I think if there is a judgment and if the insurance company were to determine if there was a judgment against the DCA that it wasn't going to fully fund it, then the board would have to make a decision based on what that judgment was in terms of the amount of money and how best we could handle it. So to say today what will happen then, I can't do it because that's months down the road.
I think it's a little premature to actually say what can happen. I agree with Dick. I think he had a very great answer for the question. I got a little lost in the question. I didn't quite understand it, but I do agree. I think we've got to wait, unfortunately, let this play out, see how what resolution comes from the court, and then you'll know. You'll know the lawyers will provide, I'm sure, information that'll tell us what options we have, and it will be up to the board to decide how that's going to be handled, whatever that is. I don't even want to say, because you don't know. It could all go away tomorrow. So, you know, that would be great.
Thank
you. Well, again, this is the second big elephant in the room. And again, Joyce and Dick are bound by rules restricting how much they can talk about publicly, because I'm adverse to then BCA. I'm not bound by that, but I don't think it would be appropriate for me to comment. I'm glad to speak with anyone individually if you'd like. I think the thrust of the question, though, was essentially, regardless of the result of the litigation, am I going to stay on the board? Or are any of the folks who might have been a root cause of the litigation, or at least its escalation, would they stay on the board? And as my colleague said, it's too early to speculate, don't know how it's going to turn out, and we'll just jump off that bridge when we reach it.
Wendy?
Scott Skippett.